Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a retro rave effects chain for jungle and old school drum and bass, using stock devices only. In this session, we're not just slapping distortion on everything and hoping for the best. We're going for that real old school behavior, the kind of processing that feels sampled, pushed, bounced, resampled, and performed. Think warehouse reverb, dub delay, crusty digital edge, tight transient control, and a sense that the track is constantly moving. The big idea here is simple. Retro rave energy comes from contrast. Clean versus dirty. Tight versus smeared. Dry versus huge. So instead of one stack preset, we're going to build a reusable effects system you can apply to breakbeats, drum buses, stab loops, vocal chops, re-smids, transition tracks, and return channels. First, let's think like an old jungle engineer. The chain is not a fixed magic box. It's more like a live mixer path. You want to treat it as something you can drive harder in one section, pull back in another, and automate constantly so the energy shifts bar by bar. We'll build three parts. The first part is the main retro rave insert chain. This is your core processing path for breaks, drums, stabs, or mid-range elements. Start with EQ8. Before you destroy anything, clean it. If this is not a sub-bass track, high pass somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If the sample feels boxy, make a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz. If it needs more snap, a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help. And if the source is already harsh, notch a little around 7 to 9 kHz before you hit it with saturation. This is important, because old school grit still needs to sound musical. Next, add drum bus. This is one of the fastest ways to get that instant rave punch. A little drive, a little crunch, some transients up if the break needs more bite, and only use boom carefully. On jungle breaks, too much boom can smear the kick and snare relationship. You want impact, not mush. After drum bus, drop and saturator. This gives you that analog style overload and glue. Keep the drive moderate for breaks, heavier for stabs, and use soft clip if you want a more controlled edge. Always trim the output so you're comparing level fairly. That way you're hearing tone, not just loudness. Then comes Redux. This is your digital degradation tool, but the trick is moderation. A little downsampling and bit reduction can make a break feel sampled and worn in the right way. Too much and you lose the groove. Usually, a modest amount of reduction works better than full destruction unless you're running it in parallel. After that, insert auto filter. This gives you movement and tone shaping. Try low pass or band pass modes, and automate the cutoff so the part can move from muffled to open or from focused to wide. This is one of the most important retro rave tools because a lot of the energy in jungle comes from filtering things in and out rather than constantly changing the source. Then add echo. Ableton's echo is perfect here because it can sound dubby, rhythmic, modulated, and a little tape-like. Use tempos like eighth notes, quarter notes, or dotted eighths. Keep the feedback controlled on inserts, and cut the low end of the delay so it doesn't fight the drums. This is where you get those classic call and response tails, especially on stabs and vocals. After echo, add reverb. We want warehouse scale, but we do not want to wash out the break. Keep the decay reasonable, use a little pre-delay so the hit still punches through, and roll off the lows in some top end. If the snare starts losing its snap, the reverb is probably too loud or too long. For jungle, less is often more unless you're using the reverb on a return. Finally, finish with utility. This is your control panel for width, gain, and overall mix sanity. Keep the low end center, widen only where it makes sense, and use utility to trim level so the chain stays honest. Now let's build the second part, the parallel destroy rack. This is where the really fun old school energy comes alive. Put an audio effect rack on your drum bus or break bus. Create four chains. The first chain is clean. This is your dry reference, so you know what the original is doing. The second chain is crushed. Put saturator, then redux, then EQ8. Drive the saturator harder here. Reduce the bit depth more aggressively, and high pass the chain so the low end does not explode. This chain is great for gritty hats, snare trash, chopped break to tail, and general rave punishment. The third chain is dub filter. Use auto filter, echo, and reverb. This gives you smearing, ambience, and movement for breakdowns and transitions. The fourth chain is gated room. Put reverb, then gate, then EQ8. This is a classic chop space effect. It's especially useful on snares and stabs when you want that old rave tail that feels big, but still rhythmically cut off. Now map a few macros. I'd strongly recommend dirt for drive and bit reduction, space for reverb wet and echo feedback, sweep for filter cutoff, width for utility width, crush blend for your clean versus crush chain balance, and tail length for decay and feedback time. Once you do that, the rack becomes performance ready. You can move from dry to demolished with one hand gesture instead of digging through individual devices. The third part is your return FX system. This is essential in jungle and old school DNB because it lets the main drum stay punchy while the atmosphere gets wild. Create a dub delay return with echo, EQ8, and utility. Let the delay feedback breathe, but high pass the return so the low end stays clean. This is perfect for vocal chops, snare fills, stab hits, and little call and response moments. Create a rave room return with reverb, EQ8, and maybe compressor or gate if needed. Keep the lows out, keep the decay big enough to feel like a warehouse, and use it to create space around snares and synths. Create a lo-fi wash return with redux, auto filter, and reverb. This is excellent for intros, atmospheric layers, sampled radio noise, and background texture. It gives you that haunted tape memory feeling. Now let's talk about how to apply all this to real drum and bass elements. On a jungle break, the goal is to keep the groove hard while adding vintage grit. Process the break lightly first, then resample it, and chop the resampled audio again. That resampling step is huge. It's one of the reasons old school jungle sounds so intentional. You're not just processing audio, you're printing character and then re-editing it. On a re-space, protect the sub. Split the sub and mid layers if you can. Keep the sub mostly dry, maybe just EQ and utility. Put the dirt, filter, and a little motion on the mid layer only. High pass the mid somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz so your distortion does not chew up the low end foundation. On rave stabs and piano hits, use EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo, and reverb. Automate the filter cutoff, throw the delay on offbeats, and resample the tails if you want that classic chopped up rave conversation between phrases. On snares and claps, keep the dry hit sharp and let only some of it go to the room. A short gated reverb or a tight send can give you that retro lift without stealing the snap. A few common mistakes to watch out for. One is overcooking the whole mix. If everything is crushed, nothing stands out. Use parallel chains and returns so the core stays strong. Another is distorting the sub. That's a fast way to ruin a DNB mix. Keep everything below roughly 90 to 120 Hz protected from heavy dirt. Another mistake is too much reverb on breaks. Jungle needs space, but the break still needs definition. High pass the verb and keep it controlled. Also, don't use redux just because it sounds cool. Use it with intention, like sampled memory, transition energy, or texture. And most importantly, don't forget resampling. A huge part of this style is printing audio, then processing the print again, then rearranging it. That layered printing workflow is what makes the result feel lived in. Let's make this a bit more dynamic with some advanced ideas. Try using short automation moves instead of huge dramatic sweeps. A one-bar filter movement or a quick delay throw often feels more authentic than a giant FX gesture. Use filtered feedback as tension, not decoration. Let the echo get darker and more controlled as it decays. That creates pressure before the drop. You can also build a shadow return. Make one return very dark with heavy low pass on the echo, a darker reverb, and maybe a touch of redux. Tuck it low in the mix for a haunted underground vibe. And for bigger drama, automate destruction into the drop entry. Increase the bit reduction, narrow the filter, raise feedback briefly, cut the dry signal for a bar, then slam back into a clean, hard drop. That contrast is pure drum and bass energy. Here's a practical exercise you can use right away. Build a 16-bar jungle breakdown into drop transition. Use one chopped break loop, one stab loop, one vocal phrase, one reese note or drone, plus your FX rack and returns. In the first 4 bars, keep the break filtered low pass. Use light reverb send, keep the bass minimal and let the vocal phrase carry some echo. In bars 5 through 8, slowly open the filter, bring in the crushed parallel chain on the break, add short delay throws on the stabs, and increase redux slightly. In bars 9 through 12, raise echo feedback on the vocal, open the stab, filter, increase reverb send on a snare hit, and create one dirty fill with drum bus drive automation. In the final 4 bars, strip the reverb back, kill the delay tail, bring the bass back dry and focused, and drop into the full arrangement with the cleanest, hardest version of the drums. The goal is to make the transition feel like memory, pressure, release, and impact. That is the jungle aesthetic in a nutshell. So, to recap the blueprint, your main insert chain is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, redux, auto filter, echo, reverb, and utility. Your parallel character rack has a clean chain, a crushed chain, a dub filter chain, and a gated room chain. Your return channels are dub delay, rave room, and lo-fi wash, and your core workflow principles are to protect the sub, process breaks and layers, use parallel dirt instead of only insert abuse, automate movement, resample aggressively, and keep the space controlled. If you apply the system to jungle breaks, rave stabs, and rolling DNB drums, you'll get that retro warehouse pressure without losing clarity. Dirty, musical, and danceful ready. That's the sweet spot. Now go build it, resample it, and let the rack misbehave.